الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Oh Allah عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَتْ تُجَّى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ Alhamdulillah, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to our viewers and listeners of Madani channel. You are watching the Early Echo program. In today's episode and program, dear viewers, we are going to be speaking about concealing faults and to attain paradise. We have some kalams and we have Madani pools that we are going to be watching and listening, inshallah, azza wa jal. Dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah azza wa jalla for He is our sustainer, our provider, our cherisher and nourisher. He is the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists and we do send peace and blessings upon His most exalted and His most celebrated Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we send peace and blessings upon His illustrious family and noble companions, alayhim ridwan. Alhamdulillah, we are going to be listening to the virtues and blessings of Durood e Pak as the Prophet of Mercy, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has mentioned. The person who recites 50 Durood upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. These are the Mubarak and blessed words of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he shall shake hands with the person who would have recited 50 times durood daily upon him in this world. Allahu Akbar. 50 durood paak. Subhanallah. So let's make this intention as of today inshallah that we will recite lots and lots of durood and salutations upon the most exalted creation of Allah azza wa jal. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we are going to be listening to a Kalam-e-Pak, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And this is how we begin our day every single morning, Alhamdulillah. And we hope the viewers of Madani channel also share and watch this program only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So be ready, sit back, relax and enjoy this program. For now, we listen to this Kalam. When we do come back, we are going to be starting off with speaking about concealing faults and attaining paradise is our topic and discussion for this morning. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Madina, Madina, meri ulfat Madine se yuhi nahi. میرے آقا کا روزہ مدینے میں ہے میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں میرا دین اور دنیا مدینے میں ہے آقا میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد میرے ہونٹوں پہ ذکر مدینہ تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے آ گیا زندگی کا قرینہ میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد میرے ہونٹوں پہ ذکر مدینہ تاجدارِ حرم کے کرم سے آ گیا زندگی کا قرینہ میرے محمد دل شکستہ ہے میرا تو کیا غم, دل شکستہ ہے میرا تو کیا غم, اس میں رہتے ہیں شاہ دو عالم, اس میں رہتے ہیں شاہ دو عالم. جب سے مہماں ہوئے ہیں وہ دل میں, جب سے مہماں ہوئے ہیں وہ دل میں, دل میرا بن گیا ہے مدینہ, دل میرا بن گیا ہے مدینہ.
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد, میرے ہونٹوں کے ذکر مدینہ, تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے آ گیا زندگی کا قرینہ. میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد,
میں غلام غلامان احمد, میں غلام غلامان احمد, میں سگے آستان محمد, میں سگے آستان محمد. قابل فخر ہے موت میری, قابل فخر ہے موت میری, قابل رشک ہے میرا جینا, قابل رشک ہے میرا جینا.
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد, میرے ہونٹوں کے ذکر مدینہ, تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے آ گیا زندگی کا قرینہ. میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد,
ہر خطا پر میری چشم پوشی, ہر خطا پر میری چشم پوشی, ہر طلب پر عطاؤں کی بارش, ہر طلب پر عطاؤں کی بارش. مجھ گناہگار پر کس قدر ہے, مجھ گناہگار پر کس قدر ہے, مہرباں تاجدار مدینہ, مہرباں تاجدار مدینہ.
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد, میرے ہونٹوں کے ذکر مدینہ, تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے آ گیا زندگی کا قرینہ. میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد,
مجھ کو طوفاں کی موجوں کا کیا ڈر, مجھ کو طوفاں کی موجوں کا کیا ڈر, وہ گزر جائے گا رخ بدل کر, وہ گزر جائے گا رخ بدل کر. نہ خدا ہے میرے جب محمد, نہ خدا ہے میرے جب محمد, کیسے ڈوبے گا میرا سفینہ, کیسے ڈوبے گا میرا سفینہ.
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد, میرے ہونٹوں کے ذکر مدینہ, تاجدار حرم کے دے محمد.
چل مدینے کو چل غم کے مارے, چل مدینے کو چل غم کے مارے, زندگی کو ملیں گے سہارے, زندگی کو ملیں گے سہارے. آ گیا ہے حرم سے بلاوا, آ گیا ہے حرم سے بلاوا, کچھ کرتے ہیں سوئے مدینہ, کچھ کرتے ہیں سوئے مدینہ.
آقا میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد, آقا میرے ہونٹوں کے ذکر مدینہ, تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے آ گیا زندگی کا پری.
دولت عشق سے دل غنی ہے, دولت عشق سے دل غنی ہے, میری قسمت ہے رشک سکندر, میری قسمت ہے رشک سکندر. مدحت مصطفیٰ کی بدولت, مدحت مصطفیٰ کی بدولت, مل گیا ہے مجھے یہ خزینہ, مل گیا ہے مجھے یہ خزینہ.
آقا میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد, آقا میرے ہونٹوں کے ذکر مدینہ, تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے آ گیا زندگی کا قرینہ. میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد.
What a beautiful andaz and style this dear viewers of Madini channel. Subhanallah, bada pyara kalam hai. Though I have enjoyed it, alhamdulillah, I hope that you have also enjoyed and listened to this Naati Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just imagine having your TVs on in your homes and you have it on loud. Subhanallah, these zikru askar, kalams, bayans, naats, Quran wa hadith, all these are the things that are taught and learnt on Madini channel every single day, dear viewers of Madini channel. Subhanallah, how amazing this is. Let's start off by this beautiful saying of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Rabia Adawiya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. She says, when a person tastes the enjoyment of divine love, Allah Almighty makes him aware of his own shortcomings, simply because that person has got the taste of the divine love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person gets to taste the divine love of Allah azza wa jal, so Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that person aware of his own shortcomings, to the extent that that person does not remain busy in finding faults in others, but rather that person remains focused on rectifying his own self for most of the time. So he has no time to point fingers at others. He has no time to find faults in others. Rather, he spends his time rectifying his own nafs and desires and his own self. And that is a sign when he has got the taste of the divine love. The Holy Rasul had mentioned, "Man satara musliman satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah." The person who concealed anyone's faults in the world, Allah Azza wa Jalla shall conceal his faults on the day of Qiyamah as well. If you have taken someone's accountability, or you have taken someone to task in privacy, you have rectified him in privacy, you have not embarrassed him, likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla will take your account on the Day of Judgment also in privacy, and He will save your izzah, He will save your dignity. Allahu Akbar. How merciful is our Rabb, dear viewers of Madini channel. Subhanallah. Irrespective of us, that even if any one of us even had some sort of ability to conceal anyone else's faults of another person that you have known, your family, your relative, your neighbor, we keep their faults for as long as we can, for few hours, few days, few weeks or months. But the moment we have a chance to let the person know, we let others know about this person's faults. How true this is. We can't keep secrets for very long. We make promises not to tell any person, and then we end up telling and breaking our wa'ada, our promises that we make, dear viewers of Madani channel. Unfortunately, when we meet people these days here, people are so eager. People cannot wait to expose the faults because so hesitant, without any hesitation. You know, so freely people, without even asking, mention the faults of others. So easily they just speak about the shortcomings of others. So allow your heart to give out the radiance of Madinatul Munawwara. Allow your heart to shine and bring in the city of Madinatul Munawwara in your heart. Bring the Holy Rasul into your heart. Cleanse your heart from the filth and rust of this world, dear viewers of Madini channel. You know, these are some of the facts and realities that we face these days here. Concealing the false and not exposing a person. Because the Quran says, "Wala tajassasu," and do not find faults in people. Wala tajassasu. Allahu Akbar. The Quran has warned us not to find faults in people. The Quran has warned us not to mock and laugh at people. The Quran has warned us to protect the dignity and the rights of others. The Quran has taught us how to be as proper Muslims. But we find pleasure and we find happiness in hurting the feelings of others. We find pleasure in exposing their faults and allowing others to know the things that people didn't know before about this person. We don't leave people even after they died, you know, dear viewers of Madini channel. Even after people have left this dunya, then too you get people that will be talking about the deceased and his life and his habits in a bad way. Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan Basri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a great Sufi saint of his time, subhanallah, he mentions that backbiting causes corruption in the faith of a believer faster than the disease of aqila that ruins his body. What is aqila? Aqila is a disease which is some sort of lumps and boils that come out on the sides of the body that allows the skin and the flesh to rot and decay. The skin starts to fall out, the flesh starts to rot. It's a very big disease. This sickness of exposing the faults of others, always on the media, always ready, steady, checking everyone's statuses, checking everyone's lives, who's doing what, when can we slander, when can we accuse, when can we blame, when can we target, when can we tarnish the reputation, the izzat of the ulama, the izzah and the dignity of ordinary people as well. When matters can be resolved behind closed doors at times, when the person could have been sincere and he could have been a better person, if only we knew how to handle the matter. There are matters which needs to be brought to public. There are matters which doesn't need to be brought. It was the brother's first time. It was his second or third time. Or he really never intended that. Many a times there's miscommunication, misunderstandings, and because of that, people are exposed. After many months later, the truth is then known that this was not the reality and fact. So this is the problem that we face in our society, dear viewers. I want to share a little parable about the story of a revert, you know. It touched my heart and I thought to myself that I will definitely share this with the viewers of Madini channel, inshallah, azza wa jalla. The story is simple. It's quite lengthy, but I have summarized the story, inshallah, azza wa jalla. I'll cut it down as I speak and go along, about a boy. His father wanted him to become a doctor, and therefore he had a doctor friend and spoke to him and said to him that my son wants to become a doctor. Could you please, you know, after his studies is done, keep him with you and train him, so on and so forth. And it went into that direction, whereas then this person, the son, began to go to the hospital and visit this doctor friend of his father. However, the environment that they have grown up in, I'm speaking about the friend doctor that is now training his friend's son, he was anti-Muslim.
He could not stand a Muslim to the extent that eating in the same plate, meeting, greeting, talking, it was very far to even think about. They were trained in this way to never love and like a Muslim. So let's get straight to the point. This young man began to sit with him, eat with him, talk with him, study under him, get training from him. And then, of course, he developed those habits. He was a non-Muslim as well. The doctor was a non-Muslim as well. And all the traits or all the things about Islam that he had in him was then passed on to this child, to this young boy. It's his own story that he has given to your viewers. This is his own narration that he narrated, his own story and own history that he had made. And just go through it as we go along, dear viewers. Right, so happened that he says that then there was a patient that one day came to him. Remember, he's anti-Muslim. He doesn't like Muslims. Lekin ek din, ek sabz imame wala shakhs, Islamic bhai, a brother who had the green turban, walked into his hospital. And he says he came for some treatment. He was there for a few days and I was taken aback with his character, with his akhlaq, with his habits. Unka jo andaaz tha baat cheet karne ka, kalam karne ka, jo bhi andaaz tha unka, bada mujhe pasand aaya. I really, really enjoyed his company. I respected and I liked and I was attracted to his manners and his etiquettes, his habits of speaking. And then what happened, ki wahan se hum dost bane. I became his friend. He stayed in the hospital for a few days, in and out. And because of that, then I started eating with him. I never used to like eating with any Muslim, leave alone eating in the same plate. Even sitting next to a Muslim and eating was considered as an evil action. And I would never do that. But I became friends with him. And when he became friends with me, he slowly, slowly started to enlighten me about Islam, about this beautiful deen, about the sunnahs of Rasulullah, about the way of life, what Islam is all about. Mere andar interest badhne laga, Allahu Akbar. And then he started giving me books to read. I started reading books. And then he speaks about a book which he says was given to him in July, 18th of July 2005. He read a book, Allahu Akbar. And he traveled in the Madani Qafila of Da'wati Islami. Dear viewers of Madani channel, he gives his story as he started growing his beard. He started using the imama on the head, Madani libas, and he would hide his iman and faith. Apne iman ko wo chupaya karta tha. Jab bhi wo ghar jaya karta tha, sham ke vakt, ya jab bhi jaya karta, then he will remove his turban, he will remove his Islamic libas and clothing, and he will enter the house in a normal way. However, he was trying to grow his beard. And then, Allahu Akbar, as I said, he traveled in Madani Qafila. His family was astounded to see this revolution in his life. Ye jo ladka kabhi sunta nahi tha, ye jo beta hamara baaton ko nahi manta tha, kya ho gaya, what happened to him? He became so obedient. He listened to his parents. Before there was a time when we could not even speak to him. Achhe se ek do baat nahi kar sakte the ki gussa zaban ke nok pe baitha karta tha. His anger would be at the tip of his tongue. But now, what has happened to him? They could not figure out, they could not understand the matter ki ho kya raha hai. Lekin peeche se, just remember, he was associated to a member from Da'wat Islami, ek muballigh, a preacher of this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. Allahu Akbar. And then, dear viewers of Madani channel, one day they got to know about him. Ek kisi doston ne, ahbab ne, you know, the neighbors, they seen him coming, going, they caught him a couple of times in this way. So then they brought this to the notice of the parents that, do you know your son perhaps is a Muslim? And there's a very big possibility. He was questioned. He accepted. Allahu Akbar. The family broke out. They beaten him. They locked him up in a room. For several days, he was stuck in the room. He was not allowed to leave anywhere and go anywhere. He was forced to shave his Dari Mubarak. He was forced to shave his beard. To the extent, Allahu Akbar, that they even asked a so-called Muslim who was not knowledgeable about this action. And then he said, yes, you can shave the beard. There's nothing wrong. Islam would not stop you. And taking his advice, when they taken him to the barber refused to cut his beard, to shave off his beard, looking at the argument between a Muslim and a non-Muslim. Meaning the family as non-Muslims and the son as a Muslim, and they are fighting over the beard issue, and this is a sensitive matter. The barber refused to cut the hair. And then in the sleep of this young man, they shaved off his beard. He says, as he was shaving off my beard, I was fast asleep in the midst of my sleep in the night. They came to my room and they began to shave me. When my family shaved me halfway, my eyes opened. I struggled and I fought back, due to which I had cuts on my body. I got cut with the blade as well. But I never given up struggling and fighting back for my rights. However, I had to shave it off because of them forcefully doing this to me. You know, he explains his torture. His family looked at him with a different eye. They weren't there for his support anymore. The same child that was, you know, the son of the family, he was trustable. They would rely upon him. They would look up to him. The same child now becomes the worst one of the family. He was left in the house. He was left to shave. So on and so forth, dear viewers of Madani Channel. His family goes on. And then he says, Allahu Akbar. The month of Ramadan came. When the month of Ramadan approached and came closer and closer and closer, he started to prepare for the month of Ramadan. Aap zara soche ek Musalman jo abhi Islam qubool kiya. Look at the trials and tribulation this Islamic brother had went through. He says, I used to take my lunch and go to work and I would have it for iftar. My family would monitor me and check me and observe me closely what I eat, how much I eat, where I eat. If I don't eat, it's a problem. I used to make reason excuses in the mornings that I would not eat breakfast now because he was hiding the fact that he has iman in his heart and he is rawza, he is fasting. Allahu Akbar. They would all would have breakfast. He would sit there to be amongst them, but yet he wouldn't eat anything. And he would say he's in a rush, just try his food for him. And he would take that food to his office, deliberately come late so that he could have iftar at his office or wherever he is working. Like this, he spent the entire Ramadan. Whenever they were suspicious about him, that why we don't see him eating, they would question him. And sometimes they would force him to eat in front of them. Can you imagine? Your parents would force you and tell you, ki abhi, fauran taur se, fauri taur se lukma khao. We want to see whether you're fasting or not fasting. And he says, in 30 days, I missed 5 rozas like that because I had to show them that I'm eating food. Otherwise, they would have believed that I'm fasting and they would have beaten me again and hit me to save my life and to save myself from those hiding and oppression. I then had to eat food. I missed 5 rozas from 30. And this was my first Ramadan in my life. I would never forget. Allahu Akbar. Today, we practice Islam openly. Today, we have no one who has a weapon on our heads and forcing us to open our fast and rozas in our countries, right, at least, except for some other places in the world. And we make dua that Allah Azza wa Jalla make it very much easy for them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them for all the sacrifices that they give, dear viewers. But consider and focus just for a moment on the tribulations and the trials this brother had been through. In a nutshell, itna sab ho jane ke baad, Allahu Akbar. In the end, when they got to know that he used to fast, his iman is still there. They made his life so miserable. They made it so difficult. Made it so difficult, Allahu Akbar. He says that then they would still hit him, beat him, Allahu Akbar. Nobody would pay any respect to him for this reason that he became a Muslim. They even taken him to amils. They even taken him to people who said that he has a jinn over him. He says, then I was treated for that. I was accused, I was blamed, I was pushed from pillar to post. Allahu Akbar. I was reprimanded. I was treated like I was a criminal for committing this crime of bringing Islam. I was a criminal for accepting the oneness of Allah, the oneness of God and the Prophet as a final messenger. I was a criminal for refusing all the other fake gods. I was a criminal for all these things that I have done and they made my life a miserable one to the extent that then I had to choose between iman and my family. They left me with no option as much as I desired to look after them, be with them and convey preaching to them. He says, I strived and struggled teaching them the beauty of Islam. Look at the difference between Islam and other ideologies. Allahu Akbar. Lekin wo ek baat meri nahi mane. Isi baat pe atal rahe, isi baat pe jute rahe ki we are never going to leave you in this state. We're going to make sure we bring you back to this religion. And he says, when I knew it was not right and correct, I then had to finally make a decision of what I really want to do. And of course, it was my iman, it was my belief about Allah, about the Creator Himself, and I do not want to burn in the hellfire. I have to make dua for hidayah for my parents. So I continue making hidayah. And then one day I left my house. Allahu Akbar. He says, and then I went on with my life, and then I traveled in Madinah Qafila. Allahu Akbar. He says, on one hand, he had a job of doctor's position. He had all the facilities. He had all the love and all the luxuries that you name if I stick to my original religion. Meaning to say, to my first religion in the environment that I was born in, if I stick to that religion. But if I leave that religion and I go to Islam, then I have to leave my house, I have to leave my family, I have to leave the wealth, inheritance, and all of that. And I had turned down every offer for the sake of Islam. I left my house and I traveled and went, Allahu Akbar. He says, he picked up the letter by the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. He wrote a letter to his family to say goodbye to them. And he given his akhri salam, and then he left his house. He says, and then he traveled in various cities across India with the devotees of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to say with Madani Qafilas, from masjid to masjid, madrasa to madrasa, studying, teaching. He became a muballigh, he became an orator. Allahu Akbar. He began to recite the Quran with proper tajweed. He began to even perform salah. Can you imagine, dear viewers of Madani Channel? On the 13th of April 2007, he performed, he led the first namaz, Allahu Akbar, of Salatul Fajr in the Madani Qafila. And subhanallah, he stayed with Dawud Islami. Until now, he's with Dawud Islami. He served as an imam. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, all I'm saying is that look at the story of this young man. How many people like this have supposed to safeguard their iman and faith? And this is why Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, fear Allah Azza wa Jalla like you're rightfully supposed to fear Him, and never ever die but as a Muslim. So he taken the precautions for saving his faith and iman. Never ever die means for as long as you live, take all measures to protect your faith. Take all safety measures and precautions to protect one's iman and faith. Why? Because the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in the hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ, that actions are dependent upon the end result. So you live as a Muslim is because you're born as a Muslim, but one cannot say what will happen at the end. Because now you're a Muslim. What will happen when your life is leaving, when your soul leaves your body? Only Allah knows whether we would leave this dunya with iman. And that is the actual test. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ, that we can only declare your decree and your faith and your end result is after we see what was the result when you died. Did you leave this world as a Muslim? Did you leave this world as a non-Muslim? This is what we look for, and this is what we pray for, that should be salamat and should be intact at the time of leaving this world. This person has taken the measures of protecting his iman and faith. He never let go, dear viewers. He let go of every comfort you can think of. And today he is a great muballigh of Da'wat Islami. He's settled. He has a job. He's doing dini khidmat. He says he is doing da'wah work amongst people. Subhanallah, he has made so many people Muslim to date. He has become to revert so many other people and bring them into the folds of Islam. Allahu Akbar. I found his story to be an inspiration, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He was cursed, he was tortured, he was abused. For how many years this child went through all of these tortures, but he bottled and he tolerated, he had perseverance. And then finally one day he made his choice, and that was the right choice to make at that time, to save his iman and faith. And he continues striving with his family. He says he continues praying for them, that Allah one day opens their path and make them see the light and truth, and for them to come to the righteous path. All of this happened because of one member of Dawud Islami from the hospital, who changed the entire life of this young man. So every one of you is a preacher. Every one of you is a concealer of faults. If we can also conceal the faults of others, if we can only speak about the good of others, if we could only understand this matter, dear viewers, how beautiful life would be, subhanallah. Just run for knowledge, because knowledge is like the lost property of a believer. If you lost some of your property, something of yours that you lost, and someone tells you about it, for example, you left your one leg shoe somewhere, you left your cell phone, your wallet, and someone informs you about your property that was lost, won't you run for the thing that you own, depending on the importance of what you have lost? If it's very dear to you, very important to you, you would leave everything and you would run, and you would go to fetch what you have lost, because it's your lost property. You can't afford to live without that. Likewise, ilm and knowledge is the lost property of a believer. Wherever he finds it, he should just grab it. And unfortunately, despite the fact that in those days, Sahaba used to travel for miles. They would travel for miles, for days and months to learn one hadith. One hadith, as a person that walked and traveled from Damascus all the way from Madinatul Munawwara. He traveled from Medina all the way to Damascus just to learn a hadith. When he asked even several times, you sure you never come here for any business trade, any other work, business trade, business dealings, buying, selling, some other work, some other purpose? He says, no, I traveled from Medina to Damascus to this masjid because I heard you here and I heard that you teach the hadith of Rasulullah. Therefore, teach me one hadith. They travel to find their lost property. We aren't concerned about the property. If we get the property information through the social media, as we take on the internet as our sheikh, as our piru murshid, then it's fine. We will grab information from every lecturer we find giving lectures. We will find information from every social media we can, despite everything being corrupted, almost everything being corrupted. Even translations don't make sense at times. But we will take our information from there because that is our sheikh who gives the fastest answer. Whether the answer is right or wrong, as long as you get the answer. Whether it's from a different organization, whether it's from the opposite deviated sect, then too we still enjoy taking answers from Sheikh Internet. This is the problem, dear viewers. Anyways, I started speaking in between. It's all about bringing to your attention how important it is to only take knowledge from scholars of the deen and from no other platform, because the information that you collect from there could not be accurate, could not be correct. It could be very incorrect, especially if you have taken masail pertaining to salah towards your namaz and other reasons, right? We should repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla with regret and seek His forgiveness. Also know that when one should seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a firm intention we make. Ya Allah, phir kabhi nahi karenge. Phir kabhi kisi ka dil nahi todenge. Phir kabhi kisi ki ghibat nahi karenge. Phir kisi ke andar khamiyan nahi dhundenge. Allahu Akbar. Many pious predecessors have mentioned, whenever you intend, whenever you make irada to take out the faults of others, always remember there are fingers pointing you as well when you point finger the next person. Focus on the shortcomings of yourself before you point a finger at the next person. Before you tell him he's not in namaz, am I reading namaz for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Even if I'm reading, am I reading it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Am I doing the things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for showing people that whosoever you have performed backbiting of, ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness on their behalf. Say to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allahumma ghfir lana walahu. Oh Allah, forgive us and forgive that person who have backbitten about behind his back. Furthermore, if you do not remember the name of the person, then Amir Ahl Sunnah says, every now and then during the day or night, you should say, oh Allah Almighty, until today I repent from all my backbiting I have committed. Oh Allah, whichever Muslim I have backbitten up till now, up till this day, for the sake of the most beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, forgive me and forgive all of those people that I made ghibat about their habits, about this, whatever the case is, brother Islam. Allahu Akbar. Remember, one of the conditions of acceptance of repentance is you should detest the sin, meaning identify the sin, find the fault, then you make a firm intention not to commit it after you have regret for that sin. So only when you really regret backbiting about somebody, otherwise why would you even want to make tawbah? Why would we make tawbah when we enjoy this every single day for hours on the phone? We can sit and make stories. But I have given you the solution. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept it, inshallah Azza wa Jal. If the person that you have committed backbiting against is not aware that you have backbitten him, then it is not necessary to ask him to forgive you. If he doesn't know that you've spoken ill about him, then don't go and tell him. Repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and ask him to forgive you. So when you do meet with him, ask him to make dua for you and make a firm promise to never backbite. If the person is aware, usko pata hai, usko maaloom hai, uski ilm hai ki you have backbitten about him, go and lawfully praise him in the same amount that you have performed backbiting. So jitni ghibat humne ki hai, utni, the same amount of praises we should give him. Display love towards him so his heart becomes happy and say to him, whatever backbiting I have done regarding you, I am regretful about it. Kindly forgive me. Allahu Akbar. And if for argument's sake he does not forgive you, inshallah azza wa jalla, you will not be questioned about this on the day of judgment. Allah will save you even if he doesn't forgive you. Allahu Akbar, you will not be questioned in the hereafter about this. How fortunate are we that we have the opportunity on hand, but it is the ego that kicks in. Oh my, ya Allah, he will come to know about the backbiting I have done about him. But there are people I have met in my career, my life, that they will tell you that they have backbitten. It's really different, Brother Islam, Allahu Akbar. So what should you do if a person you have backbitten against finds out after you have repented? Just say, you made tawbah. You ask Allah for maafi, you ask Allah to forgive him and forgive you. So please, just focus and pay attention to this. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you and I in both worlds. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have come to the end of our episode. We say, remember our madani maqsad of da'wat Islam. It is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance.